what to do about it. Tonight we hear the topic debated by two experts, Errol Southers, former nominee to head the TSA, and Isaac Yefit, the former head of security for Israel's state-run airline El Al.
I never said, and I will never say, that passengers, because they are coming on wheelchair, we should not search them. But when I see a woman 95 years old sitting on wheelchair because the alarm went off, I have to be so stupid to search her from A to Z, including forcing her to pull out her diaper? This is not security, this is a joke. It should not be the first step. This should be the last step.
We have seen threats where young children have been used to transport improvised explosive devices. We have seen IEDs placed on gurneys, concealed in wheelchairs. So we've seen methodologies to deliver IEDs and a whole host of items and people to get to the target. So it's not unusual to have a threat in some countries where young children and elderly people might be cause for some concern. We're dealing with a very intelligent and adaptive adversary. An adversary that, when we have a thwarted plot, it's a lesson learned for them. So the TSA has adopted a model that is trying to stay one step ahead of these threats and one step ahead of these attack paths that might be implemented.
I don't see any kind of better security that we had before September 11th. And we have to stop relying on God and on luck. Build a security system. Use a profiling system. Don't be afraid. Be afraid that innocent people will be killed because of us. Enough is enough. And if the alarm goes off, let me search you. If not, go. This is what I'm calling illusion and not real security.
What I can say in defense of the TSA is that these people are very hardworking, dedicated individuals. They are trained well. And when people engage them in an aggressive and combative way, there are others that might be going through the process, not getting the attention that they deserve, that really need to be going to secondary screening. So I would say patience on both sides of the equation. Understand that these people want the same thing that you do, to get to your destination, to have a good weekend and a good time and get there safely. And respect has to be given on both sides.
And that's